Hello and welcome to Radio Old School Opens New Doors. Attract sponsors for your show. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. In this series, I'm sharing strategies I use to differentiate my podcast and generate revenue by adding broadcast radio to my distribution. This is the concept I'll be presenting live as a speaker at the PodFest Expo, January 2026 in Orlando, Florida. If you'd like to join me there, check the show notes for a link to get discounted tickets. You can find more resources and information at my website, dscottsmith.com. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, D. Scott here. Let's talk numbers. Every podcaster wants organic growth. It's romantic. We love the idea of people just finding us. But organic growth is slow. Paid growth is reliable. Today I'm going to share how I can ethically tell my sponsors I reach over 60,000 people a month. I'll be speaking January 2026 at the 12th annual PodFest Expo in Orlando, Florida, as a part of the monetization track. I've got a link to discounted tickets in the show notes. How do I reach 60,000 folks each month? I do this through a strategy of digital advertising. Here's the math. I spend a specific budget, let's say $60 to $100 a month, on Google Display and video ads. That's YouTube pre-roll. I don't target everyone. I target specific keywords related to my niche and my sponsors. I use geographic targeting to focus on the areas where my radio stations are or where my sponsors do business. In this case, my advertising reaches from Dallas to Austin, with my home in Waco, Texas. It's right in the middle. What does this buy me? It buys me impressions and awareness. When I present my data to a sponsor, I tell them the full picture. Radio listenership is elusive. Not all stations subscribe to services to provide listener metrics. I don't focus on podcast downloads. I emphasize my digital ad reach and visibility. I track the advertising reach and share the results with sponsors. Value stacking is a differentiator in what I offer to sponsors. Daily mention on the station in my promo for the upcoming show, which is new each week with a perky quote from the upcoming guest. I provide a testimonial style promotion for the sponsor in the show, on radio and in the podcast. Posts in a variety of social media platforms each week. Sponsor cards on the front page of my website, which links directly to the sponsor's website or landing page. Links in the show notes to the sponsor website, and digital advertising, which reaches over 60,000 people each month. For about $60 a month, I can generate 50 to 60,000 impressions. These are not downloads, and in fact, it's more about shared values. It's about a culture of values. Not only strategy. Right on my show's website, I state, "We believe in the power of culture as a reflection of values, not just strategic goals. The Waco experience is a celebration of our culture and values, championing local efforts over government solutions. Together, we're building an authentic, resilient community." Sponsors are not simply advertising. They stand with you and the values you offer in your show. This makes the sponsorship pitch impressive, not expensive. When a local business hears 60,000 impressions plus radio airtime, they aren't comparing me to another podcaster. They are comparing me to a billboard or a newspaper ad, and I win that comparison every time. And they are joining a movement of culture and values. In the next episode, I'm going to break down the anatomy of a yes. I'll walk you through the media kit that closes the deal. Point your browser to my website, dscottsmith.com, to learn more and find links to my shows. I'll see you on the airwaves.